The ascension of Jesus into heaven. What does it mean for us? What's the big deal about the ascension? And the ascension means that Jesus, who shared our humanity, has entered into the inner life of God. There's a human being dwelling within the Holy Trinity. That's what the ascension means. The second person of the Holy Trinity is totally human. He's also totally God. Pope Benedict has said that man has found an everlasting place in God. So where do we go when we die? For baptized believers, we are already in Christ. We go to heaven because we're already in Christ because of our baptism. Jesus' ascension is our path, our way, our destiny. If we lose our way by rebelling against Christ or departing from Him or ignoring Him by our own choice, then we lose our destiny. Jesus' ascension is our destiny. There's no other place to live. St. Peter realized this. You may recall when Jesus was teaching the crowds about the Eucharist, about his body and blood, that his body was food to be eaten for eternal life, and his blood was to be drunk. It shocked many. Some were scandalized, and many disciples left him. St. John the Evangelist writes, "As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him." And Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." There are other aspects of the ascension that are also important for us to consider. Jesus' ascension marks his final moments on earth in his physical presence with the church, with the apostles. It was the last time that the apostles would see him physically on earth. Now, they'd been with him for 40 days after his resurrection, but this was the end. Luke tells us Jesus had been with them, teaching them, helping them to do something that we do now, is to understand the scriptures in the light of the resurrection. You can't read the scriptures without the light of the resurrection. We can't wipe that out of our minds. And Jesus was the first teacher that helped them to see Scripture in that reflection of eternal life. And now he was leaving them. However, he assures them that he'll be with them and never leave them. He tells them, "In a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Now, of course, he was talking to them about the Pentecost, and that's the feast we celebrate next Sunday. If you were to ask those in the early church, where did Jesus go after his ascension? There would be two answers, and both answers would be right. First, he returned to the Father. Scripture says that. He's with the Father in the Holy Trinity, with the Holy Spirit. That's where he came from. That's where he returned. That's a right answer. The second is also true by Jesus' own words. He never left the church. He entered the church. He is in the church. He lives in the church. And this is why the gates of hell can never prevail against the church. And we see St. Paul saying this, he's the head and we're the body. It's one continuum. It's one body, the church, with Jesus as the head. So where did Jesus go? Into the church. He's always present in the church, in his sacraments, in the Eucharist, in baptism, in confirmation, in reconciliation, in the sacrament of marriage, in holy orders, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. He's always here. He never left. Jesus is always in the church, in his priests and in his bishops. And Jesus always shepherds the church. He's the one that guides us. And the church is connected to heaven because Jesus is in the Holy Trinity, in God. And each time we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, time meets eternity right here on the altar. So what does Jesus' ascension mean to us? Everything. Everything we do in the church prepares us to join him, to follow him to heaven in the Holy Trinity. At his ascension, Jesus gave us our task. He said to his disciples, he said, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. He wasn't talking to priests. He was talking to all of us. And he said, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And whoever does not believe will be condemned.